Well, I just had my first Thanksgiving in the United States, and it was an awesome experience. It was at the Ritter Farm with Monsignor Tom and his family. We also went for deer hunting, but then couldn't catch any deers. We didn't find any bucks, though. In today's gospel, we find Jesus linking two of the Old Testament verses. The first is from Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7. The second is from Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 11. The first speaks about God telling that this is my house of prayer. And the second tells us that it has been converted into a house of thieves or robbers. Now we know that the temple was a sacred place for the Jews. It was there that they offered their sacrifice to God. It was a holy place. A sense of sacredness was there in that temple. And there were people coming from different places all around. And it was not practical for them to bring their animals. So in order to help them out, the temple people, the temple authorities, thought that it would be better that they had lambs and all kinds of sacrifices or animals within the temple being sold. It was to help the people. The second was, they had the Roman seal. The currency that they had was the Roman seal, and it was a pagan seal, and it could not be used in the house of Yahweh. And for that very reason, they had money lenders or changers, money changers as such. Now, this was the main motive of them having the animals and also the money lenders. But slowly, corruption came into them. They forgot the true sense for which these things had been brought in. And they started using exorbitant rates and burdening the ordinary people. And that's when Jesus comes in and tells, this is not right. We sometimes also have this tendency. We have a good intention for many things, but as time moves by, we forget the true meaning. There was this funny incident when I had a conversation with one of my cousins, and I was asking her why we have the wine and the water, why the priest pours the wine, and then after that, the water into the chalice. And she was like, she said that we have the liquor, and in order to dilute it, you usually put ice cubes or water. So in that same way, the priest, in order to dilute the wine, uses the water. That's what she said. She did not find that there was the humanity and divinity being mixed over there at that moment. We sometimes forget the true meaning of what we celebrate. So let us, during this Eucharistic celebration, understand the true meaning and partake in the mystery of Jesus Christ. May God bless each one of us.